This is Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio. I'm Sherry Edwards, and with me is tall, blonde Heather. Heather, I didn't hear the final countdown, so I don't know if we're on or not. Did you hear it?
I think we are, Sherry.
Okay. One of the things I love about BBS Radio is they're just so laid back, and whatever happens, happens, and that's the way God intended it, so that we're going to go along with it. I like it also because it's listened to by the people who want to take responsibility for their lives. They want to grow and they want to make a difference. And a lot of them write to us and request things and support us. And so we want to give something back to them. So we'll talk about that in a minute. On the show today, June 25th, 2007, we're going to talk about energy. The energy that we found at the Chicago Expo that we just came back from. Energy dealing with Al Gore. We have his vocal print by request. And energy surrounding Vice President Dick Cheney. And that was by request. And the energy surrounding Michael Moore. So, Heather, we just got back this morning from the Chicago Expo.
Bright and early this morning. Energy I don't have right now.
Now, if somebody came and said, Heather, you are the recipient of our $25 million reward, wouldn't you get some energy?
I think I might at that point, yeah.
Well, where's that coming from?
Happiness, happiness.
So, in other words, we can dredge it up if we want. We just have to
pretend
we just got a million-dollar check here. There was a great, wonderful lot of energy at the expo. You know, if everything there was about health and making us all healthy, we should have walked away from there totally 100% healthy and cured. There was everything from your mind to your fingernails to your feet at that expo. Did you find anything that you really liked or got interested in?
As always, you know, a lot of new things that I noticed at the expo has to do with water and the testing of the water out there. I found that really, really interesting, the fact that the water, the particular brand that I drink, is very acidic. I did not know that.
And that's not good for your body. Most all of the bottled water was acidic, I saw there. And then this icky, gooey stuff that comes out of your feet when they put your feet in water.
Yeah, that always amazes me.
Did you see that thing you stand on and it goes jiggle, 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 jiggle all over?
When you first walk in the door, I did see that, yeah.
Talk about lazy. That's a weight loss machine.
Exercise whether you want to or not.
Well, passive is jiggle, jiggle, jiggle it all loose. Looks like it would be akin to one of those chi machines, you know, that takes your energy and redistributes it and goes on. And lots of people there about food, lots and lots of healthy food. It was so expensive we couldn't hardly afford it. One little package of, I guess it was dried berries and nuts and things, was $29.
Yeah.
And it couldn't have been over a quart, if that, maybe a little over a pint, but $29. But if you sign up to be a distributor, you got it for 15, and then they probably got some kind of commission on that. This little package of food probably cost $2 or $3, but by the time you got all the multi-level marketing in there to be healthy and have this great food that they sang to and played music to, $30 for a snack. Did you see those?
I did see those, yeah, and that bottle of water I was telling you about, $3 for that.
Did you get your nails done?
I did not get my nails done. I did not have time. I swept through there once or twice, but didn't have time to stop. Everybody kept this hop in there at the
Hello?
Expo.
Hello. This is somebody that I called you about a month and a half ago.
So you know all about the show. You didn't even know we were going to take call-ins, did you?
Are
you an old-timer listening to us?
I've been calling for about half an hour and praying that you're on again tonight.
Okay.
Because you told me I was supposed to recall, and I haven't had the nerve to recall you. Because, one, you were just, you ended up going into too much that kind of just confused me. Not confused me, but made me scared. You hit home on a lot of stuff, and I don't know.
So that scared you?
Yeah, it scared me because, you know, you listen to you and you think, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing, but you really hit home. And everything you said, and I've been trying to do better and trying to get by what you said, but it was good.
Well, thank you for the compliment. So you
but
have a lot
scared
of courage.
To tell me to give you a call back, and it's taken me a month and a half to call you back.
Well, you have a lot of courage to be able to take that, and even though you didn't like it, to work on
I like what you said. I was just, scary.
Why did it scare you?
Because you actually, what you said was right. It was right
well,
about
only,
me, right about everything I have that's going on in my life. And
I just took it right from your own voice.
Right, and that's what's scary, that you can do that.
Well, not only can I do it, but everybody around you can do it. And they take their clues from what your voice sounds like. Like when you can get run over, your voice probably goes higher. Even how you answer the phone tells people how they can treat you. You know, if you say, Sound Health, this is Sherry. That's exaggerated. But that says, you can mop the floor with me. You put that little high note on the end. And I think I remember your voice from last night. You have a nice, even keel to your voice there. There isn't any up at the end. So that, are you not allowing people to run over you as much as you did?
Oh, yeah, they run over me.
They still run over you.
Are you working on that anymore, though?
I'm working on that because you told me not to allow them to do it.
Weren't you
so
the
I'm
one
trying.
That had a problem
I've been
with their
trying
husband?
My hardest because you told me not to allow them to do it. But they are, right now I'm shutting out kids.
So has your life been easier now that you don't let people run over you?
I'm trying my hardest because you told
me
not
to. Do you want us to look at your voice again?
Yes, I'd like to schedule something. I just didn't know how to do it where I can actually do something personal with you guys at your business.
Oh, great. We'd love to have you do that.
Heather,
you
want to
get in touch
now?
With me, Heather at vocalprofiling.com.
Okay, that sounds great.
And I'll set you up an appointment. We have lots and lots of people. We did a ton of these at the expo. Did you hear about the expo?
Yes, I did. The Chicago one?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Chicago's a great town, very friendly.
Well, we came dragging home, and Heather says, oh, I got some more expos scheduled. And, we don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. It's can I talk to you about more expos, Sherry?
I heard you on the Coast to Coast, too. And then I heard about the Chicago, because you guys did something on that.
So you are convinced.
Back. One, and two, the last time I talked to you, you said you were going somewhere. But I was just kind of scared to call you back, because you made too much sense on everything.
So you're kind of convinced this is real.
This is real, and I've been paying attention to it for the last month, and I think it's really real, and I like to update it more.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Have you ever thought...
Hello?
I lost you.
I think Heather may have disappeared.
Yeah, Heather did. I got you.
I don't know what she was going to ask you, but did you ever think about... Probably going to class and learning to do this for yourself. We're within a couple of weeks where you can just jump on the internet and be able to do this on your own. You don't have to come through us.
Oh, I think that'd be great because I'm sure you need practitioners and stuff to do it.
Yes, we're
is that what no, that's what I would end up being if I could do it and then I can teach people and take care of people.
Well, the first one, the invoice course that we did with you, you don't need much training to do that. It's kind of six buttons, you know. And People can buy the program if they want, but that's not going to be very long now because it's going to be on the internet. But they can contact us about buying it. But with the internet, we want to make it so people who use it, every time they use it, the price is reduced. If 10,000 people use it in a month, then that's one price. But if 20,000 people use it in a month, then we're going to reduce the price for everybody. So,
oh, that sounds great.
You can jump on every day that you have an issue with your kids or your husband or whenever and find out what the root cause is, and it just kind of instantly bops out there.
That sounds great, and I'd be really interested in that. So
I
can get a hold of Heather, but the email she just told me, and I can email her, and she'll let me know more.
Yeah, heather@vocalprofiling.com.
Okay.
And when we hang up, would you call the station back and tell them they lost Heather on the
show? Yes, I will. I will do that.
Okay. Well, thank you
for
calling.
All right. Thank you for talking to me.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, Heather is gone, so I'm going to talk about some things that we do in Chicago. We went there with the invoice program, and that's what this Vocal Profiling Live is about. We have people call in, and they can get their voice done right over the phone, like this lady that just talked to us. And the numbers are toll-free 877-270-8714. And then in Canada, 888-861-3519. And there's another direct number, 530-413-4515. And I just jumped on the BBS site just a little bit before we went on the air, and there's a new look. Things are rearranged, and there's on the upper left side, they talk about an award. They haven't let us know about that yet. They usually send some kind of announcement to the host. But they haven't let us know what that is, like an illuminated award. I think that's about BBS, bringing the truth to people. You know, and as a group, we can get together and we can make changes. You know, internet radio and the internet itself. I got an email from a woman a couple weeks back, and she was talking about that we can't make a difference hardly if we are one alone. If you want to boycott Exxon, one little person doesn't make no difference whatsoever. And then I got an email saying, well, let's boycott all gas on this day. Well, that's kind of foolish because they know we have to buy the gas someday. But she had an idea that I thought was brilliant, that we boycott one particular family of stations, filling stations that are all belonging to the same company. In that way, we can show power by not using that one company to buy gas. The other companies will benefit, yes, but that one company is going to do something about it. You know, the trash that you hear, well, we can't do research on alternative energy if we don't have more money. Well, that's what their R&D departments are about. And when you look at their bottom line, and you see that they made record profits on the backs of the little guy. Now, you would think that every time there's holiday coming up that they wouldn't do that again and raise the prices, since we already know that they're making record profits. They don't need to do that. Okay, we're going to take a short break.
Talked about my life before people, before
was awfully nice of that lady to call us and tell us that we really helped her with her life. And we talked a little bit about her being able to take the course and learn to do this. But, yes, that's possible. But, Heather, how near are we going to be online? Maybe 2 weeks, a month, and we'll be up online. People can do
the last update I heard was another 2 weeks. Sherry, we're all excited about that.
Okay. So at that point, are we going to sell this program to people at all, or are we just going to make them do it online?
Well, we love to do a little bit of both. We love to get as many people out there teaching this as possible, but we do have the invoice program available. That is a simple, easy to use program. Just a few. What is it, Sherry?
It's six clicks of a button. But I think if this is going to go online, that they're not going to sell it actually to people except to those people who take the course and want to learn to train people on it. So I don't know if it's going to be for sale for very long.
Well, we need to get people aware of what's going on. Get the word out.
Well, I love it that it's online. And, you know, and the more people use it, the more people are going to, well, the cheaper it's going to be because we've had it set up that way. You know, if every time somebody uses it, the price is going to go down for everybody using it. So that's great.
Great.
But let's talk about the expo for a minute. We had lots of different energies at the expo, a lot of different mixes.
Well, we sure did. It was a great crowd. It was a huge crowd.
Huge. And people fighting to get to our tables, and we had 3-4 booths. There was lots of room for people to come to the booth, but there were some people there. Well, I'm going to talk about the negative first.
Okay.
That, you know, we're 3-4 people deep trying to do people's vocal prints, and there were people who would just elbow and shove and push to the front. You're going to do me first, and it was like they had no concept of what was fair or what was going on and how their actions were reflecting on other people. And it just got so you didn't even want to watch them come near because you know they were going to have a fit on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, with those people, it took us about 90% of our energy to calm them down. There was one woman standing there screaming. I mean, you could have heard her halfway across this big room, screaming at her daughter. And we just had to say, take your screaming elsewhere. And it was, I'm not screaming. And she's screaming at us while she's doing it. And
yeah.
She just was so unaware. Is it our responsibility as people who run a booth or are beside them or whatever to say that behavior is inappropriate? Because I think she believed she was not yelling and screaming and making everybody else uncomfortable. Is it our responsibility, since they did it in front of us, to say, take it elsewhere that's uncomfortable for us?
I wish everybody would take responsibility for their own actions, Sherry. Wouldn't that be a wonderful world if we had that?
Oh, we wouldn't need any politics. We wouldn't need any legal system. That would be awesome. You know, Heather, I still think there'd be problems because people would think, the money that's in that bank, I really think I ought to have it. They would really
just go take it.
Yeah, they think that's all right. And they didn't have to earn it. I've seen that happen. And then these other people that came to the booth, so awesome and polite and giving, and they want to be part of humanity, and they want to help spread the word about this, and they want to touch other people with it, and those are the inspiring people, because they can see the vision of what this is, of how people can become responsible for themselves. You know, I don't think very many irresponsible people listen to BBS anyway, but I think that's how our government and the insurance companies got their clutches into us, because people would stand by and say, oh, you do it. I just wanted
just
to take
it,
care
wouldn't
of.
They? Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to be taken care of.
Oh, caller.
We have a caller?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. This is great. What's your name?
My name is Kathy.
C or K?
With a K.
K-A-T-H-I-E.
With a Y on the end.
Okay. Hi, Kathy.
I just want to know who I was talking to. Have you been listening to the show for a while?
No, I haven't. I've just recently heard about your program.
So you're a first-time listener?
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Right. Well, do you want to make a comment, or do you want to have us do your voice?
For this evening, I'll have you do my voice. I'm a little bit nervous and excited at the same time.
Well, we can't see you.
Well, I guess nobody will alleviate anything.
Nobody will recognize you. Well,
okay.
Maybe one or two people. Give me your birthday, and you can make it up if you want.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. 1-1961.
Okay, and what are you going to talk to us about?
Oh, goodness, how about if I talk to you about the prospect of going back to school?
Back to school. Okay, you're unsure about how to start, where to go. You want it, but you're unsure. Okay, I'm going to hit a button here. And you're going to go straight into the phone and just talk away till I come back. And it'll be like 500 hits if you talk long enough. So I'm ready when you are. So,
okay. I think at this point I'm clear about my goals for going back to school, that as a crossroads in my career, I know that that's the next step. I also know that I have some anxiety about fitting everything into an already busy agenda, and then also nervousness just about participating in a classroom setting again and being on the other end of taking tests and preparing for tests and writing papers and being evaluated. So I think that brings me a bit of anxiousness and nervousness. I am excited, though, as far as the path I've chosen and just gaining more knowledge.
Okay, so we got the 500 hits. You've been thinking about this a lot. All of your stuff comes up yellow, and only until the last, like, 30 seconds or so did any red come in, which means whatever you were talking about in the last 30 seconds was how you're going to do something. But you come up with... You want to create something. You want to physically manifest something. And you've thought about it, and you've thought about it, but it has to fit your spirit at the same time. It doesn't have to fit logic. It has to fit your spirit and what you're going to do for your soul. You do have a confidence and a belief in yourself that you can do this, and your voice supports that. You don't exactly know what the plan is, and you don't know how you're going to physically get all of this done, but you're going to do it. Your G-sharp is very, very high, so you are going to create this and manifest it, and you're going to have to manage well to do it. You do lack a bit of being able to explain it to someone else about why you want to do it, but it's in your soul. Tell us your issues about going back to school then. So we'll see where we fit in. Do you have any questions?
Questions about my reading or just questions in general about what I talked to you about?
Well, questions about how you respond to what I said and if you have any more questions about it.
No, I think that just confirms for me that the timing and that the sometimes the universe just kind of nudges you in a direction. When one door closes, then, you know, other things open up. And I think I'm really confident in knowing that this is where I want to be right now. So I felt confirmed and more confidence in that you said that the it showed in my voice the confidence that I this would follow through and that I would figure out a way to manage it and get it all to fit in and balance. I guess that's where the nervousness and the explaining for me, now that I'm thinking more and talking to you about it, that's where my greatest worry comes in, is just balance in my life, making sure that I still have time for the things that I like to do to nurture my soul.
Well, the physical prioritizing comes up high, but whatever you're going into, it's an expression of service to humanity that's really pulling at you.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me read that, some of that.
And that fits my soul.
Your self-power will increase when you begin to demand equal treatment. Your desire to help others, can override your ability to accept from others. Always doing for others first is sometimes a lonely life. You strive to bring mm-hmm. together what others think of you and what you think of yourself. You can second-guess mm-hmm. yourself in a heartbeat. You let others convince you that your feelings are in error because you care about them and their opinions. I'm just reading mm-hmm. from your stuff right now. And we'll get this report out to you. Heather will get it to you. You just
Great.
Need to write to her at heather@vocalprofiling.com. And we did make an announcement last week about Kim. We didn't have the right email for her. So if you don't get your report in a few days or so, get back to us, because we probably don't have the right email. That's what happened with Kim, but we did get that in the last day or so.
Heather@vocalprofiling.com?
Yes. Yeah. Or you can go to Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sound.com, and the address is on there, too. Any other questions you have?
No. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Kathy.
You
it sounds like a great reading.
Kathy,
you got some real direction there.
Kathy,
I'm
can we send you a present?
Are you still talking to me? Am I still on?
Yes, Kathy, you're still on. Can we send you a present?
Oh, that would be very thoughtful and kind. Yes, thank you.
Okay, I think we'll send. We gave away presents in Chicago, so I think we'll send you a present of a set of Aura cards, A-U-R-A cards, mm-hmm. and it tricks your eyes into seeing an aura, just like you can sometimes see heat coming off the road. And heat coming mm-hmm. off of a stove. There's actually heat emanations coming off the human body, and it's called an aura, A-U-R-A. That means
mm-hmm.
light, and you can see it in a lot of the pictures of Jesus, the yellow glowing light behind him. That's his aura. And that means that that shade of yellow is like non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
So we invented this little set of aura cards that teach you your lighting conditions and you'll be able to see people's auras and what they're thinking and interpret
them.
Oh,
awesome.
So we'll send you that present.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will
thank
email
you for calling.
And be in touch. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. I love it when people call.
That was great, Sherry.
Let's see
what we can do to get some more people to call in here.
Let's send some other people aura cards. How about the first 10 people who write to you at heather@vocalprofiling.com, we will give them a free set of aura cards. And we sold these at the conference for $22. So
and they're great. It's a really fun little set of cards. Everybody loved
have you
those.
Done it?
You know what? I played around with that a little bit, and it really works. It's amazing. It's really
Didn't
fun.
Didn't you believe it in the first place?
I did. You know how I am, Sherry. I've got to see it. I've got to experience it myself.
Well, you didn't believe we could fix your heel either.
That was amazing. I fought you tooth and nail on that, didn't I? 30 seconds. You finally drug me into the tea room there where you do your thing. And 30 seconds later, my heel that had been killing me for a week was fixed. I was a true believer after that.
Well, it's not always that easy. It's not always one-time deal.
It was with me. It was wonderful.
We had a guy in Chicago, and he was sitting on the front row, and he couldn't hear us very well. And I said, well, come on back to the booth, and I'll look at your hearing and maybe what's causing it. and you could see that it was a toxin and a pesticide, and it was causing his actin not to work. And so I spent a good half hour, 45 minutes with this guy, and then he got mad at me because I didn't heal him.
Well, I noticed that he hung around the booth for about 3 hours after that, listening to our tone boxes.
Ah. Well,
yeah, he's the one that said, "I'm a true believer. Whatever it is you want me to do, I will do this for you. This is wonderful." Yeah.
Is that the same guy?
That's the same guy,
there must have been
yeah.
two that had hearing issues.
Okay.
We need to let people know that this is a report, that a management report that you can take to your nutritionist or your massage therapist or chiropractor. But what we do on this show is kind of a personality thing, see where you're going. But this is not a one-time deal most of the time, like your heel was. So
mm-hmm.
we just have to be careful in giving people the impression that we're magic, even though...
Oh, we've got another caller, Sherry.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We hear you, but turn down your radio so we're not hearing you two or three times.
Well, can you hear me now?
Oh, this line is so bad that you're on. Call, hang up and call back in again, would you? Because we're only getting...
Okay.
It sounds like you're underwater.
Okay. Bye.
Would you use the 877 line? 877-270-8714. Okay?
I think she's going to call back.
Okay.
Okay.
We were talking about energy and just making this straight with people that, yes, here's a something we can help you with, but we're looking for research. And mm-hmm. I was just interested in some of the people that showed up at our booth because they needed so much help. But at the same time, you know, we needed lunch, and I knew we were in trouble when I had to go schedule with you when I could go to the doctor.
I gave you a 10-minute break there, Sherry.
Kind of a thing. We were going to talk a bit about... Okay, our caller's back?
Yes.
Okay,
can you hear me now?
Yes, what's your name, caller?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
I'd like to buy some of those aura cards. That sounds really cool.
You'd like to buy some? How about you just call Heather or write Heather on the internet, and we'll just give you a set.
Well, that's even better.
Your name start with a W?
Yale.
Thought I recognized your sweet little voice.
Huh?
Heather, we'll send her one.
Okay,
our cards are wonderful. I know who she is, but she can send you an email anyway.
Well, listen,
if you want to pay him, she can, but we want to give him to you. Okay?
That's real sweet of you. When are you going to cover the colors, Sherry?
Well, we covered C and C sharp according to my notes, and we've got the rest of them to do. But there is a free chart to cover all those colors on the Nutrisounds.com. Or we can just send you a color sheet and color interpretation sheet with that. You know, we had somebody on the show not too long ago named Pam Ostley. I don't remember the name of her book, something like Color Therapy or whatever.
Or Colors. Love Colors.
Love Colors?
Yeah, I got
Love
that
Colors.
Book.
That
yeah,
is
cool.
The best book I have ever seen about color. She is
well,
right on.
Well, does it match up with exactly with your chart?
Well, she uses some colors we don't use, like tan, and she uh-huh. talks about brown, and but her book is just, it's so much from the heart and intuition, and you can tell she's done this for many lifetimes, because she is right on the button, just absolutely pure information. So you can have our chart, but go buy Pam's book. It's just, it's wonderful.
Oh, I have her book. Yeah, I have her book.
She's got a website as well where you can take her test and figure out what color, what love color you are.
You know, the only hard thing about that is doing it yourself. You really kind of need somebody else on some questions because you're not really sure. You're looking at it from your perspective, and I think it's good to have somebody else's opinion since there's some things we don't really know about ourselves.
I agree. That's a good point.
And you're looking at, you're looking through your own colors, too. And you have to be careful of how you interpret things. I taught this at the university for about 10 years. And I was looking at this one girl's aura, and she had a crutch in her aura. And I was being my egotistical self, and didn't want to tell her about a crutch. I thought maybe she's going to have an accident. And I asked her friend, I said, would a crutch mean anything to her? Her boyfriend had broke his leg the day before, and she had been helping him hobble the class all day, but the crutch was stuck in her aura.
Hmm.
So everything that you see in there, you can see the first little layer of the aura, and that's usually electric blue. And then the second layer of the aura is either angular, if you have male hormones, or it's really round, bubbly, soft, like the little Michelin fat guy, if you have a lot of estrogen. You know, and you can look at people that way, and when they're going through menopause, and you can see who has women that have testosterone are usually cancer-prone and that kind of thing. So that second layer really just helps you look at that. And then you can look at actual objects that are stuck in their aura. But it takes knowing your contraction, your eye focus, that's what I want to say. And then these little aura cards teach you not only that, but teach you your lighting conditions. Like I can see auras in dull white light way better than I can see them in any other kind of light. So it's just a fun little thing, and it's helped helped support our research for many, many years, and we just thought we'd get them out to more people. So I'm real happy you bought that.
I think that's really cool. Well, have you got moved in yet?
We're getting there. It's looking better all the time. Come visit.
Well, you know, I wish I could come up there and help y'all. So I'm going to that science and spiritual transformation thing, so.
Well, you just send your spirit right on up.
Okay. Well, I'll get off because I know somebody might like to call in.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's such a sweetie. She writes me emails after the show, and she tells me what I said right and what she doesn't agree with, and she's just such a good heart, because it's only your critics that really care about you and care about you being better that are going to tell you the truth. Now, a lot of your friends won't tell you the truth. Well, we're going to talk about three vocal prints, if we can get to them tonight. You know, we ought to kept her online, did her print. Which one do you want to do first? Dick Cheney, Michael Moore, or Al Gore?
Well, I'm kind of interested in Al Gore and what you thought about him. I just posted his profile up and also Dick Cheney's, which was, that was a complicated one, wasn't it?
I did not believe what I found in Dick Cheney's chart. That was, I did it twice.
I saw that. Well, let's talk about that one then.
Let's do Al Gore real quick because I just pulled it up first.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the more complicated one. Excuse me, my throat is garbagey today. So my apologies for being having a strange gravelly voice on the phone.
I think that's called exhaustion, Sherry. We've been really busy.
I am going to bed directly after the show. With Al Gore, we had a request from somebody who wanted to know if he thought he was telling the truth when he said he invented the Internet. So they sent us this little snippet, and it was only like 10, 11 seconds long. It was not long enough to do anything with. So if somebody finds a longer snippet of that, and they can send it to us at soundhealth@soundhealth.org. But we did Al Gore's voice, and it was about the speech about our present governmental structure and about taking away the rights of the people, and he did this at the Martin Luther King celebration. And I was surprised about what was going on. So here's some of what it is. The note of F is the balance between perception and action. F is missing from this chart. There is also a lack of integration between the thought process and the do process. Left chart, the left side of the chart, the logical side. I am trying to get up his wave file so we can listen to it at the same time I'm trying to read, and I just can't do two things at once, so I'm going to just read this, and then I'll get the chart. The left side of the chart, the logical side, is all about thinking, in his case, that should be. Ego first, then management, then justice. I don't know if I like that, but that was where his stuff was coming from. The right side of the chart is about physical accomplishment, carrying out a plan that was not initiated by the speaker. Doing for humanity first, then physical creation, actual hands-on work to create something physical. I get the feeling of creating a legacy that has a physical purpose, finding a niche and filling it, because it would be something for humanity that would be self-satisfying. So let's see if I can get this waveform to play. You can, I think this has two snippets on it. So hold on a second, let me get it up here.
In the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Oh, that is the Internet one. That
yeah.
One I couldn't do because it was so short. And I don't think I have the other one here. I've got so much stuff on this. On this computer. I don't, but I'll play the Dick Cheney one that we had. I thought I put this all in one file so I could get to it easy. I just don't see it. Well, we'll do it for Dick Cheney, because that was just an incredible one that I didn't know what to do with it. You have any questions about Al Gore's? What kind of impression that gives you? Is he going to run for president? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to have a successful run for president, because he's got such a small niche, number one, and people are going to recognize that this plan is not coming from himself. He's going to feel hollow in the middle of himself to people that he's talking to. So I don't think that one's going to work. But we can keep it there.
Okay.
Let's do Dick Cheney's. I do have... Did I just lie again? I have his file here, and I had it up. I think maybe it went down when... I was playing the music for the beginning of the show. Do you remember what two things you sent me?
I think... Let me see here, Sherry.
I found it. It's about the Iraq War. Okay.
I'd like to be met with an Iraqi intelligence official. We have never been able to confirm that. Nor have we been able to knock it down. It's been pretty well confirmed that he did go to Prague and he did meet with a senior official of the Iraqi Intelligence Service in Czechoslovakia last day.
Okay, so those are the two quips, which totally...
contradict each other, don't
contradict
they?
Contradict each other all at the same time. So this was about Iraqi 911 terrorist intelligence. And the first time I just ran one of those in the beginning, where he was saying, we've never been able to confirm that. Now, if that was truthful, his voice would have been filled with the note of E, and it was not. E was totally void and missing.
There's nothing there.
Nothing in the E. And not only that, but there was a separation of the octaves. I opened his to the numbers. And we rarely post the numbers.
Right.
To look at it.
This is the first time, I think, we've ever done that.
Yeah. But I wanted people to see how the numbers were so totally separated. And that means that the person is not connected, not really telling the truth. Now, we do this with people who have mental disorders. So mediums. Mediums have this total separation. Jay-Z Knight had this total separation when Rompha was on and when he came through.
So it can be for very good. I think in this case, it's just hiding something. He only had 3 or 4 notes when he was talking about, we haven't been able to confirm that. I had to take a drink of water there. And so I didn't believe that this was true. I didn't believe it could be true. I didn't believe that somebody in, I'm so naive, I didn't believe that somebody in that position would just so blatantly try to cover something up. So I ran the rest of, 2 or 3 times. And in both times there was a removal of the self from the situation. The note of C represents the self, and it was totally removed from the rest of the voice and what was being said. Now when he said, we've been able to confirm that, there was the same separation, but he was more willing to talk about it, about that particular piece or part of the conversation. But there's still no F, no balance between perception and action, and there's very little call to action in his voice. There's very little F sharp. So what I wrote about this and what the computer confirmed, and partially one of them is just funny. I ran his chart twice because I didn't believe it. There is a separation of what he's saying and what's really going on in his thought process. On both charts, there's a large gap between what he's saying and what he's thinking. On one chart, there is no E, which represents vocal impression. This could mean that the subject that he doesn't want to talk about, or possibly a subject that he can't talk about. Either way, the listener would get a sense that the person was not being forthcoming with the information. And I think if so many people who've asked us to look at Cheney, they recognize that he's covering something up. You know, we ought to do Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, let's do her for next week.
Yeah.
I think she'd be great.
The charts are also very limited in what's being shared. Information broker would be a good description of this chart. There's a great tendency for manipulation in the chart. This topic will not be expanded, no matter how much you're talking to this guy. He's not going to bring that forth. There is no response to spirituality, justice, or humanity.
So, Sherry, let me ask you a question here. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, I think we have a caller, too.
Okay. Well, this seems like this could be used as, like, a lie detector. Would I be accurate in saying that?
Yes, we have a program that's lie detection, definitely. And that's one of the things that we're going to do when we go back on Coast to Coast. They've given us 3 or 4 files of people that they think are fibbing.
And
we're going to take some experts on the show with us, and we're just going to blurt it out to the public.
I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
Do we have a caller, or I'm just hearing an echo of some kind?
Okay,
thanks, Seth. The other person that we did was Michael Moore, and I think we did a bit of that last week because you were so interested in the Sicko film. And for those people who are in some large cities, they are doing pre-viewing of that. So go online to Michael Moore and Sicko, S-I-C-K-O, I think it is.
That's right, and michaelmoore.com.
Did you
he
get that email?
He just premiered his new movie, yeah.
Did you get the information about where it's going to be? Most large major cities had pre-screenings.
Yeah, he's all over. He's in several different cities, I believe, in each state.
But you didn't.
If you go to michaelmoore.com, you can buy tickets for that.
Okay. I'm trying to find the other information about him. I'm trying to get you to talk about something so I could look and blabber and run over my tongue because I can't do the computer.
He's actually he's been in the news quite a bit lately, not just with the release of the film, but I heard over the weekend where the 911 workers that he actually took to Cuba, I believe, to receive health care that they weren't receiving in the United States, the 911 workers are being investigated right now because they didn't have the proper permits to travel outside of the United States to Cuba to do that.
Well, I think we could help these people. If anybody knows how to get in touch with him, we can bring these people to the lab and try to see what's going on with it. One of the people we spend a lot of time with over the weekend at the expo, and there's a lot of great people there, was Larry Trivieri. And he's written that big silver book for Burton Goldberg about all the different things that need to go on in alternative medicine. But he said one of the things that Michael Moore is trying to push is that everybody, the government pays for everybody's insurance. And some people just can't afford that. And so he said that part of it we need to inform him that there's a problem with. We have 1 minute left, and I'm going to read Michael Moore's chart. There's a great physical energy being spent on support of humanity. There's a lot of thought behind these efforts and is intellectually feeding the ego of the person doing it. The authentic humanitarian support is in the planning, is in planning what needs to be done and then taking that information to the public to create a need. I think that's what the film's going to do. There's a lack of knowing how to plan, how the plan will turn out, and I'm surprised that first-person speech is not involved in this. There's little or no manipulation, but deep caring about the spiritual aspects. This chart, in order of importance, is humanity, spirituality, and ego. And wouldn't it be nice if we were all that way?
Right.
Heather, they can get schedules of classes, the free demos.
Absolutely.
So they can get
that's
that
online. That's all posted online, and if you have any questions whatsoever, just shoot out an email to me at heather@vocalprofiling.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
And we're doing those two or three times a week now, try to catch up and get people involved.
We
and by all means, the first 10 of you who are going to get your aura cards, you just need to get in touch with Heather, and we'll send them out to you. It's our pleasure to have served you this evening. We're out of time,
Heather. Yeah, I know. Everybody have a good night.
Till next time.